We just had a question. Why do you choose what instead of who?
You can do it either way, but there's a sense that who already presupposes that one is a, quote, person. My own sense is that the who is a little easier to work with, the what can potentially take you deeper. I know, Zaj, and people use it different way. Ramana Maharshi used the who are you. Ajahn Chah uses what are you. So take your pick. So what are you?
I was thinking I could escape that.
Well, you can if you want.
That's okay. I know that we are more than our professions and things like that, and that's what you kind of want to get to, I think. But I was just saying I'm a lover of nature, a lover of color, a sister of a wonderful brother. What else did I say?
So there's almost boundless possibilities of identities,
right,
aren't there?
Yeah. I'm a lover of chocolate. I forgot to tell you that.
I'll end with that one.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
Yeah. Please.
The what question really worked for me because it did take me, you know, pretty quickly. I got past, you know, I'm a mother and a lover and a wife and a reader and a dancer and all the human things. And then I kind of was like the wind in the trees and, you know, the ocean and a hummingbird. And it was a really interesting, kind of almost holotropic kind of journey.
Beautiful. So simply, was there a trajectory to the answers that came up?
There was, but it was not linear in the sense that I started in the human and the concrete and the biographical and the actual things that I really am in my life. But then I went into, you know, these kind of far out places, but then it would skip back like I would be, you know, a vast field of flowers reaching to eternity and then the hummingbird in that field.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of moving from the macro to the micro.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, it's interesting, the fluidity of identity that actually emerges, you know, that we have much more potential for, you know, we really have transpersonal potentials. That, you know, if you think of transpersonals, that which is beyond what we usually assume to be separate personal, persona and personal and personality, etc., then, you know, identity turns out to be much more fluid. And so much of our suffering comes from a fixation in general, but particularly fixation to a particular identity. Yeah. So this has the capacity of loosening that up a little and getting us to say, oh, wait a minute, there are lots of other possibilities here. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Anyone else? There? Yeah.
Multifaceted, which leads me to wonder if that's why we're jewels.
Why we what?
Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
But also very clear of being a product of the one,
mm-hmm,
or connected to the one.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you.
I responded in emotional feelings mostly as things running through me, either emotional or a pain in my neck, or but it was interesting. It was mostly emotional or descriptions of playfulness or dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, a boundless range of possibilities, and it's just another way of exploring self and self, the images we hold, the concepts, etc. You know, there's that And it's a very important and profound exploration. As you know, Dogen said, to study Buddhism is to study the self. You know, of course, he took it further. To study the self is to forget the self and to be awakened by all things. Well, it's to forget the self in the sense of the usual self-image, self-concept we hold. And realize, you know, isn't the language interesting? We talk about having a painful self-image or a lousy self-concept without ever really thinking what the words mean, that it's actually just an image or a concept. It's something we made up. I mean, it's like, oh, so what is it an image or a concept of? You know, that's where it gets very interesting. So, of course, that's what we do with the Vipassana practice. We look very deeply and we see that... We see all those mental constructions and realize, oh, wait on, that's not actually... I spent a lifetime suffering from a case of mistaken identity. Really. And suffering because of it. So there's just another way of playing with loosening some of those identifications we usually constrict ourselves and tie ourselves to. Yeah. Any other comments?
Most of my responses were physical, some emotional, but mainly like in the realm of sense perception or sensation. I am hearing, I am stomach, I am spine, I am feet. And really, it was very clear when my responses would shift into something more along the lines like of I am female or I am a worker, or it was very apparent when my concept of I was based around an idea, and what I kept coming back to is I am story. And I went to lunch with somebody who referred to it as the personal myth. Like I am, and I for some reason that resonates more to say, I am myth, because it doesn't devalue it. It feels like there's something that's like still very worthy in the idea that there's this myth of self. We celebrate our myths. But that when it comes down to it, all that's really here in this moment is this form and these feelings and just, you know, this kind of flow through of, oh, well, in this moment I'm contracted, in this moment I'm happy, in this moment, you know, this stream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All these possibilities, all these stories, yeah, yeah. Anna, anything you want to
just add? To add that it seems sort of obvious, but I mean, I think it's worth just reminding all of us that if you were to do this, you know, again, you might come up with a whole different list. It's not a definitive list by any means. But every time you do it, it would be different.
Yeah, and it's been very interesting for me doing this exercise over a period of years and finding out how it changes over time. So, okay, one more and then we'll take a break.
I wonder what would happen if we slowed down the whole process, because it seemed to move so fast that there wasn't the opportunity to experience I am energy or I am a flame. It just seemed to move too fast.
Mm. Okay, so would it be nicer to have more time than to go deeper? Yeah. Yeah, it's always a balancing act when you're leading these things of, you know, how much time to allow so yeah, good. Thanks for the feedback. Okay, well, why don't we take a break? Let's see, how long are you? Do you have a 10? Okay, why don't we go for 10 then? Okay.